Then heifers 12 are to be promised her, unscarred and tender, if she will relent in pity for our men, our wives and children, and keep Diomedes out of holy Troy. He is so savage in pursuit and combat, I call him most formidable of Achaeans now. We never were so afraid of Prince Achilles, and he, they say, came of a goddess. No, this fellow fights like one possessed. No man can equal him in fury. Hector agreed, and did his brother's bidding, first and last. He vaulted quickly from his chariot, waving his whetted spears high overhead, as up and down he went, arousing war. Then all those in retreat turned in their tracks and stood against the Achaeans, who recoiled before that stand and killed no more. It seemed some one of the immortals out of heaven had come down to put spirit in the Trojans. They wheeled about so suddenly. And Hector in a great voice called out, "Soldierly Trojans, allies famed abroad, be men. Remember courage and defend yourselves while I go up to Ilion to make our wives and elders pray the gods with dedication of hecatombs." Then Hector turned away, under his shimmering helm, his long shield slung behind him. Nape and ankle both were brushed by the darkened oxhide rim. Meanwhile, driving into an open space between the armies, Hippolochus's son, Glaucus, and Diomedes advanced upon each other, hot for combat. When the range was short, Diomedes, face to face with him, spoke up. "Young gallant stranger, who are you? I have not noticed you before in battle, never before, in the test that brings men honor, but here you come now, far in front of everyone, with heart enough to risk my beam of spear. A sorrowing old age they have whose children face me in war. If you are a god from heaven, I would not fight with any out of heaven. No long life remained, far from it, for Lycurgus, Dryas's rugged son, when he in his day strove with gods, that time he chased the Maenads on the sacred ridge of Manic Dionysus on Mount Nysa. Belabored by the ox goad of Lycurgus, killer that he was, they all flung down their ivy staves, while terrified Dionysus plunged under a sea surge. In her arms Thetis received him, shaking from head to foot, after that yelling man's pursuit. And now the gods whose life is ease turned on Lycurgus. Zeus put out his eyes. His days were numbered, hated by them all. I would not fight, not I, with gods in bliss, but you, if you are man and mortal, one who feeds on harvest of the grainland, take one step nearer, and before you know it you will come up against the edge of death.